Lots of your views and opinions. A listener gets in touch and says, Jerry, the hoteliers and restaurants are lobbying the government for a reduced VAT rate in this budget. First chance they get, they put the price of hotel rooms through the roof for concerts. Oasis tickets already this morning. The hotel rooms are gone through the roof in Dublin for the 16th and 17th of August. This sector will never give anything back to the consumer, and the VAT rate should be left as it is. Well, look, that sector, on the other side of it, it's important for, you know, hospitality, for jobs, for providing bed nights for tourists who come to this country. I take what you say. There is a lot of criticism around the increase in prices that is demand-led. What is the phrase that's used by hoteliers? Is it dynamic pricing is what they use when it comes to the pressure points for demand? And it's the old rule, if demand goes up and supply is short, then the price goes up. Jerry, Killarney can't handle the traffic of a busy weekend, not to mind a big concert for two brothers that are fighting and can't sing. Oh my God. Some desperate shade been thrown towards Oasis this morning by this listener. People are only going for the fight. That man you have on is dreaming, says this listener. Well, there's a lot to unpack in that comment, that's for sure. If you have a view on that, whether the Gallaghers can sing or not, get in touch with us on the programme. And as for Killarney and traffic, Killarney handles busy weekends every weekend. All right, traffic is an issue at the moment, and there's a wider need for the bypasses we've been speaking about on the programme this week already. However, Killarney has huge weekends every weekend, and it welcomes thousands of visitors over the season, and it manages to get through it, you know, relatively okay, I would suggest. Although there are pressure points and bottlenecks, that's for sure. And we'll talk about that anon. But we're going to talk about tourism and busy weekends in Killarney now, because with me on the line, I have got Alice Mansour, who is the new CEO of Tourism Ireland. Alice, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jerry. Thanks so much for having me on.
No problem. And look, what do you make of that? I mean, numbers, trying to get visitors in. We just saw a very busy weekend in Dublin with 27,000 Americans in for the College Football Classic. We want some of that here in Killarney, or so our last guest said. But tell me a little bit about, you know, those events. How important are they for attracting outside visitors?
Oh, well, it was a wonderful weekend with the Aer Lingus College Football Classic. And the beauty of this event is it doesn't just benefit Dublin. So, as you said, 47,000 tickets sold, 27,000 of those overseas, and the majority US visitors. And so that's worth $115 million to the economy overall. And those visitors stay on average 7 days. So they have been travelling the length and breadth of this island over the week before and the week after. And so we love those events that attract further afield visitors who are going to stay for longer and explore more. And that's where the economic impact comes from.
Yeah, and we have seen, ever since the college football came back a number of years ago, we have seen a benefit, particularly in August and September, for Kerry Tourism with a number. You can see them with their merchandise from the different colleges on. So they do make it down this side of the country as well. On the wider picture, how are we doing in terms of attracting Americans, attracting like great British tourists as well, over the last 12 months or so?
Well, so far this year, if we look at the first 6 months of the year up until June, overseas visitors to Ireland brought in $2.7 billion, according to the CSO. And that breaks down as sort of 35% or so of that spend is coming from North America, 34% from mainland Europe, 22% Great Britain, and then 9% from other areas further afield, sort of emerging markets. So definitely still seeing strength from North America, but actually all of those regions are growing in terms of number of visitors and spend this year. And spend per trip is up 6% across those different markets as well. So more visitors coming in and more spend per visitor per trip also.
That makes a difference. Is there a difference between that American market and the shorter haul markets for us in terms of that spend, or let's say length of stay? When Americans come, they come for a longer period of time, I'd imagine.
That's absolutely right. I suppose it's human nature, isn't it? That if you're only flying for an hour, it feels like a short hop, and you know might feel that you can fly there and back for a few days. So average trip length from Great Britain, for example, is about 4 days. Whereas compare that to the US, our US visitors are coming on average 8 days. So they're really investing their main holiday of the year with us when they come, which is a huge honour, and we're always delighted to welcome them. And as a result, then, the spend per trip from our Americans is much higher, about $1,400 last year, for example, per trip. And that excludes airfares.
Okay. During the height of the Celtic Tiger, Ireland got the reputation among tourists for being a high-priced destination. Like, we're not cheap, we're not package holidays, but how are the views of tourists coming in here now about our prices, given the amount of inflation that we have seen, particularly, I suppose, in the food and hospitality area over the last year or so?
Yeah, it's a great question, and it's one that we keep an eye on. And when we survey visitors overseas about their perception of cost, look, we aren't seen as a low-cost destination, that's for sure. But we're also not seen as the most expensive destination either. So, you know, we would come in terms of value for money and their perceptions. We would come in ahead of competitors in Northern Europe like England or the Scandinavian countries. But it's always really important alongside price to make sure that we're giving people value. So you want to give people those unforgettable experiences, those memories of a lifetime. And we're so grateful to all of the folks in Kerry who do such a great job on this basis of taking visitors out for those adventures in our landscape, for that sense of history and heritage, and for the warm welcome of our people. And ultimately, it's those experiences that make sense of the price.
And that will mean that people will decide to come here because they feel they will get that. They'll have a memory or, let's say, a holiday of a lifetime.
Exactly right, exactly. And the other reassuring piece, I guess, is that, again, when we survey our overseas visitors, over half of them who've been to Ireland have then recommended it as a destination to others. So that reassures us that when people come, they're having a good experience, they're spreading the word to others. And that's also really important, because for every photograph that a visitor takes, for every great story that they bring home with them, actually word of mouth from friends and family is one of the most powerful levers still for getting other folks to visit. And that could be word of mouth in person, or it could be word of mouth as posted on Instagram or social networks that people share their experiences.
Yeah. Can I ask you finally, just on you know, when tourists from wherever they are making a decision of where they want to spend their money, where they want to go on their lifetime trip or their yearly trip, depending on their means, how much of a factor of Ireland weighs in their mind in terms, aside from price, maybe safety? Or on the other hand, of what we've seen, maybe that you're going to have a mild, you might not have a dry time, but you'll have a mild time. You won't be sitting in 40 degrees Celsius plus in the middle of August. Does that factor into their decision making, do you think?
Yeah. Well, look, weather can go two ways for us, I think. On the one hand, there will always be some people who want a sun holiday, and in that case, we're not likely to be a contender. But for those who want to get out and explore, we find the profile of visitors who come to Ireland are those who want to be out in nature. They want a cultural experience, a historic experience. And for them, you know, they're happy to go somewhere where they can go for walks, they can hike, they can experience what the landscape offers without sort of 40 degree heat. So there's a bit of a buzzword in the tourism industry globally at the moment, which is coolcation, vacation that's that little bit cooler. And it's that trend towards perhaps not choosing the sunniest locations in July and August because it may be too hot, and instead heading for Northern European or cooler climes. And that's something that can work in our favour. I guess the flip side to it is, we may also have more competition in spring and autumn because people may choose to go to the sun destinations then. But that's why Tourism Ireland is on hand to promote the best of the island across all of those seasons and give people across all of the markets where we are present, give people those compelling reasons as to why they need to come.
Yeah, well, we've just been through a pretty cool summer, below degrees, below normal. So we'll be able to advertise that for next year anyway, as opposed to the hotspot destinations. Alice, listen, we're going to leave it there, but thanks very much for taking time to talk to us and paint a picture of who's coming and why.
Thanks so much, Jerry.
There you go, Alice Mansour, who's the CEO of Tourism Ireland, talking about the market that's coming here, why they come here, how we sell ourselves, and I suppose that the constant need to watch the pricing in terms of where we're seen as a high value. We are seen as a high value destination, but whether we may tip over into the high cost destination problem area. If you have a view on that, if you have any comments for us, lots of those to get to.